Before we begin, a quick message for the grown-ups. If you'd like to support our podcast, enjoy ad-free listening, unlock 4 bonus stories per month, and much, much more, you can join Coco Club. Subscribe in just 2 taps via the link in the show notes. But now, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Hey, Abby here. You can listen to this episode in full by joining the Coco Club today. You'll unlock the weekly Wednesday episode, enjoy ad-free listening, and help support Koala Moon so we can keep making the show. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, or for all other podcast players, click the Supercast link in the show notes. Anyway, here's a preview of this very special episode. Now, conjure the image in your head of a beautiful spring meadow. The lush green grass is swaying in a gentle breeze, and all around the edges of the meadow, the branches of trees dangle with new leaves. All throughout the meadow are freshly bloomed wildflowers. Can you imagine them in all their colours now? Red poppies and blue forget-me-nots, white daisies and purple thistles. This evening we're looking for one specific flower. Can you see which one? Yes, that's right. The dandelion right there. One among many dandelions cropping up across the meadow. Did you know that the word dandelion comes from the French dent de lion, which means lion's tooth? It's because its jagged green leaves resemble the sharp teeth of a lion. Isn't that fascinating? Many of the dandelions in this meadow have bright yellow flowers, golden like the sun. But our special dandelion is a bit older, and its yellow petals have transformed into silver seeds, each one equipped with a circle of tiny hairs shaped like a parachute. The seeds are all still holding on to the flower, but each of them knows that soon they'll have to release their hold and float through the air until they find some piece of soft and welcoming soil to make their home. And there they will each of them grow up into a big, strong dandelion themselves. There is one particular seed, of all the seeds clinging now to the dandelion, who we are about to go on a journey with. The seed is looking about now, looking at the meadow, which is beautiful but densely packed with grass and other wildflowers. The seed hopes it will be able to find somewhere to lay itself down and grow. It hopes that there will be space for it somewhere in the field. Just as the little seed is pondering these thoughts, a bright and gentle breeze ripples across the meadow, stroking all the flowers and blades of grass, and making them bend and bow and giggle with laughter. Then the seed hears a voice. It is a soft and soothing voice of a young woman. The voice says, "Hello there, little seed. My name is Ura, and I am the fresh easterly wind. There's nothing to fear. I blow the strongest during the springtime, breathing life into the natural world after the cold stretch of winter, bearing young birds through the air and carrying pollen from flower to flower. I am here to take you on a journey," she added, "a journey that you have been waiting for some time." The little seed knows exactly what journey the East Wind is talking about. "This beautiful meadow is very busy," the seed says to the East Wind. Will there be a place for me to grow? Oh, little seed, the East Wind says with a light and twinkling laugh. Do not worry. We will float far beyond this meadow, and you will see that the world is much larger and richer and full of life and possibility than you can imagine.
Listen to the full episode by joining the Coco Club. Unlock the entire back catalogue of Coco Club exclusives and enjoy all episodes completely ad-free.